she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your host, David Blessingame.
Good morning.
Dancing Tammy Pickard.
I'm riding a horse.
Yeah, oh, you are. Giddy up.
Did that look like Elaine dancing?
Yes, it did.
It did, yes.
Snuggles, JP.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey, and me, I'm Sybil. Welcome. We're here every Saturday taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053, and your AutoFlex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And as always, you can and should call AutoFlex for your next new car. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. 888-234-1234. Out of the area, as always, autoflex.com, where you can see all of our great pre-owned cars, set up a test drive online, so you can have everything waiting for you when you get there. Isn't that brilliant, by
yes,
the way?
Yes, love
that. It really
that.
Is. Wasn't my idea, but it's a great idea.
Especially when the weather's gross. You know, you'll have the cover for people, or if it's hot, you have the AC on. If it's cold, you have the seat heaters
on. And the car's in the shade and all that good stuff, yeah. So anyway, you can do all of that stuff at autoflex.com, or see all our great pre-owned cars, just in case you're in the market and want to save a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Coming up at 9:15, we're going to talk to the National Fantasy Football Executive Director. His name's Andy Alberth, and he's going to call into the show. And right now, let's get into some news about some of the red light camera laws.
You know, this is really sort of interesting because we've talked about this on the show over the last few years. In Arlington, they voted out red light cameras last Saturday.
Yeah.
They are gone.
Love
the
that.
City will have to take them all down. And let me tell you, the company that supplied the red light cameras, they put up quite a fight. They spent a lot of money lobbying to keep those red light cameras in place because that's how they make money.
Of course.
Right. But that's really not it. They do that because it's the safety issue. But the money sort of comes along with it. Now, the other interesting thing is there is two bills in the House right now that would outlaw red light cameras in Texas.
Okay. I like that.
Which is interesting because there's a lot of cities that like to keep their red light cameras because of the income that they produce. One of the bills, by the way, that's coming out of the Senate is really interesting because it says you can have your red light camera, but you can't prosecute a ticket unless there's a human being, police officer, at the red light camera at the time that the citation is issued.
Okay.
Which takes all the fun out of it for the city because it's free for the city to issue those tickets. They're not having to pay for the manpower.
Mm-hmm.
So if they have to have a police officer there every time, it's probably going to cut down on their profit from the red light cameras. And again, we know that they're not in there for profit. We know they're in there for safety reasons, but the profit is sort of a motivator.
I have no problem with red light cameras at all. Shoot me if you want to. No problem at all.
Because what's your policy?
I don't.
Red means go and green means caution?
Well, no, that's not my policy. That seems to be a lot of drivers' policy that a red light is a suggestion and a green light is a dare.
Right.
So,
but
no,
because you don't follow that, you're fine with the red lights.
I stop.
Yeah, me too. Me too. But every once in a while, you know, if you don't make a complete stop because you're turning right and there's a line of people behind you or something, you could get a ticket for that.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Everybody's got their stories, right?
Right.
So I was on Spring Valley, eastbound. It was raining. Halfway through the intersection, the guy in front of me stops, basically.
Uh-oh.
There's a guy turning right. He sees it. He puts on his brakes. And I'm stuck in the middle of the intersection when the light changed.
Yep.
Guess who got a picture of the back of their car, license plate, very clear, my license plate, from those good folks with the red light camera. Yeah, I was really happy about that because I really had not run a red light. I was stuck in an intersection. Now, here's the thing.
Did they make you pay it?
You can fight it, and if you lose, it goes on your traffic record, but if you just pay it, it's a non-criminal offense, and that's the other part of some of these bills coming through the Texas House and Senate right now. One of the bills is from a lawmaker who says he doesn't want to turn over the criminal activities of people to the tax assessor collector because most of the time the tax assessor collector is who actually penalizes you if you don't pay the ticket. They keep you from getting a registration on your next car.
True.
Because you haven't paid the ticket. So now the tax assessor collector is part of the criminal system. the lawmaker in Austin says he doesn't think that that should be. Another lawmaker says, you know, everyone has a right to meet their accuser in a court of law when they're charged with a crime.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little hard if your accuser is attached to a pole. So he says it violates our basic constitutional rights to defend ourselves against an accuser because it's a camera.
Right. That makes sense. You know, I've always heard that because they're not criminal offenses, if you just don't pay the red light camera ticket, that you can't ever get prosecuted for it.
Well, here's the thing. They put it on your record if you don't pay it as a red light violation. But if you do pay it, it doesn't go against your insurance. Now, how does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That proves that it's all about money.
Okay, so Autoflex Leasing Fan Texter says, you can still be pulled over by an officer and given a separate citation in addition to the red light camera in Farmers Ranch.
That does not seem fair.
Well, I don't know. It's sort of like double.
Jeopardy.
It's the opposite of double indemnity, yeah. Anyway, a couple of bills in the House and in the Senate right now that it'll be interesting to see what happens. Out in East Texas, the folks out there are basically saying they don't want to be watched at a red light. They don't want to be watched at a speed zone because there's a couple of towns out there in Smith County that have installed speed cameras in school zones.
Oh.
Yes, and the citizenry is up in arms. They don't want speed cameras in school zones.
I do.
Here's a question. I
always want to keep those kids safe. People drive like crazy lunatics through.
Yeah.
When there's kids around. I don't like it.
Did you guys see the news last week where it had the picture of the kid walking in front of the school bus? He was the bus had the stop sign out, and this car comes along and clips this kid and spins him around.
No.
He could have killed the kid.
Oh.
Yeah, just blew right past the school bus with a stop sign. I just changed subjects. I'm sorry.
Wow, that's why the school buses have those little arms that come out and tell you to stop. I was wondering, whenever you drive through, sometimes you'll see those blinking signs that say your speed is, and it's got an LED screen.
Yes.
How does it gauge your speed? Because I always think, well, maybe that was the car right in front of me or the car right behind me.
It's going to pick up the closest car to it because it's a radar gun.
Okay.
And so it's going to get the closest car.
But is it as you're passing it, or is it when you're in front of it?
If you're the first car, it's giving you the speed. If you're right behind a car, it's giving the speed of the car in front of you. Once it passes, it'll focus on you.
Okay. Because I always, you know, I'm wondering, wait, is that me? I'm going way faster than that, right? Another Autoflex Leasing fan texter at 43733 says, red light tickets don't go on your record. So that's good to know.
I think if you don't pay, I could be wrong. I think if you don't pay them, they do.
Okay.
Yeah, they really want them paid. And basically, for the one I got, you could pay a whole bunch of money. And it would be guaranteed that if you didn't get another ticket in the next 90 days, that it would not go on your driving record. That was basically, and you would not have any further repercussions from it. Mm-hmm. That was what the paperwork said.
We need to have a traffic cop.
Yes.
Or a traffic court judge on our show. Feel free to call in or text in and let us know if you'd like to participate.
Okay, so the only repercussion for not paying a red light ticket is withholding your registration. Back to the story, that was what one of the lawmakers objected to, was
that's
that
fair.
Then the tax assessor collector is now in the criminal prosecution department.
Mm-hmm. While we're talking Senate bills, did you guys see the story earlier this week that, Tammy, this will make you very happy, they're trying to outlaw texting while driving in the whole state of Texas?
They need to.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do a story later on road rage. And texting while driving is a big part of road rage.
I can believe that, yeah.
Well, it won't keep everyone
from doing
texting,
it.
But mm-hmm. maybe it would keep a few more people.
Yeah, I think it still goes back to the whole, how do you regulate, though? I mean, does an officer have to see you physically using your phone?
They do have to see you, I believe. Now, if you're in an accident, I know they can subpoena your phone records
if they pass
to see
the bill.
If you were... Well, no, to see if you were on the phone at the time of the accident.
Currently, can they do that?
Yeah, they can do that. Sure. And especially if somebody's injured or something.
Mm-hmm.
They'll subpoena your phone records. But I think it's a great idea, personally.
And I wonder if it's going to be all-encompassing, like you can't use any handheld mobile device while you're driving. Because what if you're, like I've said before, what if you're changing your iPod music or your iTunes music?
I think like the law in California is that you can't use any handheld device.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to be hands-free.
So that's probably what they're going for then.
I haven't read it, but probably, yeah.
That makes sense. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with your host, David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, JP the Snuggle Monster, and me, Sybil. Phone number, 877-881-1053, or send us your Autoflex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And as always, you can and should call Autoflex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. If it starts raining like it looks like it's going to out this window, Autoflex.com is a great place to shop for a car, because you can build any car you might want to build, send it to us, set it up online, send us what you want to do, how many miles, how many years. Start the lease online. Send us a credit app. We can do most of that work without even talking to you. Then we'll have to talk to you to ask you questions about specifics.
Right. It is supposed to rain all weekend, by the way. My best friend is getting married today, and it's an outdoor wedding. And she goes, oh, I'll be the girl in the white dress with the huge afro from all the humidity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Poor girl.
I hope it goes well. I do want to say about doing the thing online, it is really simple. But when you deal with Autoflex, it's also, if you want to talk to somebody, you can cover a lot of information in just a few minutes. So a quick phone call will get you a long way, too.
That's right. Now, David's been talking about this for weeks. He is so excited because in July in Vegas, it's the National Fantasy Football Conference, and you, too, can participate. But joining us now, he's the executive director of the National Fantasy Football Conference, and we're going to talk to Andy Alberth to get the scoop on what's going on. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're great. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, good.
That's our live studio audience clapping for you right now. So, Andy, tell us all about what you got going on.
I think you guys have probably heard a little bit about it. It's the first ever National Fantasy Football Convention. It's hosted by Tony Romo of the Dallas Cowboys. We're expecting over 100 NFL players, a player from each team, all in Las Vegas. It's going to be a yearly thing. We're trying to build this thing into something similar to the Comic-Con.
Oh, very cool.
Andy, how many fantasy football league players are there in the United States?
If we're saying football players, I think it's about 33.5 million right now, just football. 40.5 million fantasy players altogether.
40.5 million fantasy players and 30 million fantasy football players.
Wow.
That is amazing. And so whose idea was the conference?
It was a combination of me and my partner. One day we were actually in a fantasy football league, and he asked me, he said, has there ever been a fantasy football convention done? So we looked on the internet and stuff. I said, yeah, there has actually been a couple of them. We just felt like they've kind of done it wrong. So what we thought they kind of did was some of them did just experts. Some of them did retired guys in Atlantic City. For us, we thought it was all about the fan interaction with actual players that are the ones that you are drafting. Your Dez Bryant's, your Tony Romo's, your Jamal Charles, your Odell Beckham's, your Gronkowski's, your Le'Veon Bell's, Antonio Brown's, Eddie Lacy's, all those guys. Guys that are first-round picks. And all these guys are going to be there.
That's what I was going to say. These guys are actually going to be there. Will the fans be able to interact with these players when they're there?
Oh, yeah. There's going to be. I mean, there's a built-out football field inside the convention where you're able to catch a pass from a real NFL quarterback, throw
That's
a pass
awesome.
From a receiver. There's a lot of fan interaction. There's going to be Q&As on stage. There's going to be a lot of fantasy classes to be a better fantasy player. It's kind of a combination of fantasy football and just a fun overall time to actually meet some of the players that you never thought you'd actually be able to meet.
So, Andy Alberth from GoNFFC.com. You're a local guy, right? Are you located here in Dallas-Fort Worth?
I do. I'm not born here, but I'm definitely local here. I just moved to Victory Park.
Oh, very cool. Well, welcome. We're glad to have you. How many trips have you had to take to Vegas to get this whole convention going?
Because
it's work, you know.
It is work. I actually used to live there, so probably three or four now. We probably have maybe one or two left before we make the big week trip there.
And what's going to be the venue? Where is it going to be held?
It's going to be at the Venetian. We have it at the Sands Expo. It's also connected to the Palazzo, so you have an option of be getting rooms at either one. But we will be at the Sands Expo at the Venetian.
That's very cool. And David, you're going to be out there, right?
Yeah, we're going to be doing the show that Saturday morning from the Fantasy Football League convention.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then I believe Ben and Skin are going to follow us on the air that day.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's going to be sort of a cool deal. So how many people are you expecting, Andy, as of now?
It's a tough call there. I mean, we're ranging somewhere between 4 and 15,000. It's kind of hard being first year. I mean, it's kind of hard to say an exact number. We really don't know yet.
That's still an amazing number of people, mm-hmm. but I think the opportunity of actually getting to meet, you know, the guys that you watch on Sunday and maybe catch a pass from an NFL quarterback, things like that, that's a once-in-a-lifetime deal.
No, yeah, I agree. I mean, there's going to be a lot of other stuff. There's a chance of actually being in a fantasy football league with a Romo, a Gronkowski, Antonio Brown for it's the Sunday Ultimate Draft. So you got an option of doing that. There'll be 6 lucky fans that get to do that.
That's cool. So is that they're allowed to do that? I guess if they're not playing for money or something, the players are allowed to be in fantasy football leagues?
Yeah, as long as they're not playing for a cash value, they're definitely allowed to do that.
Well, and from what I've read, Tony Romo is quite a fantasy football league player himself.
He is. He's getting better at it. He likes it. He's very competitive in anything he does. I mean, he's a great basketball player, great golfer. Gosh, I mean, he wants to be the best at whatever he does. And same thing with this convention. He wants to build this thing. He's very involved. He loves the idea. He's more passionate about it than anybody I've ever seen. And he's super excited about it.
Well, and if you've been to the website, you'll see that Tony actually does the intro,
mm-hmm.
which is really, really cool. He's such a like, what's he like? I mean, personally, what's he like? He seems like he's really laid back.
That's the thing is, I mean, if you don't know what he looks like and you were in the mall, he would be the nicest guy ever. He's very humble, down to earth. He'd give you the shirt off his back if he had to. He's a super nice guy.
That's great. And you get to hang out with him if you go get your tickets at goinffc.com. Do y'all have any kind of specials or any kind of deal where if people go to the website, they can get something?
Well, we are running a special if you use promo code AUTOFLEX right now.
Hey!
You will save $25.
Cool.
But don't tell anybody.
Yeah, right.
That's out of the bag, Andy.
That is promo code AUTOFLEX.
Yes.
That is what that is. And that'll save you $25 on your registration.
Love that. All right, so Andy, obviously you've been playing fantasy football probably for years. How many leagues are you in?
I would say maybe 3 or 4. I've done the 1 year where you're doing 5 or 6, and it's just a little too much. You can kind of control it to 2 and 3. It's a lot easier, more manageable. I've probably been playing for about 15 years.
What are your team names?
Gosh, anywhere. I mean, my initials are AA, so I've done Pocket Aces. I've done Comeback Kid. I've probably got a few I shouldn't say on the radio. So
yeah.
Okay, good.
If you come to the convention, I'll tell you.
Okay. Love that. Do you watch The League on FX, that show about fantasy football?
Oh, I love it. And it's kind of a side story here. My partner is actually done movie producing on the side, and it all started with us coming up with an idea of a fantasy football movie.
Oh, okay,
so
cool.
We have a really good writer, and we started actually working on a script, and we thought of the convention, and we just, with the timetable and everything, we kind of put the movie on the back burner. So just, that could be a little thing that could be coming out in a year or two. If it comes to fruition, we're hoping it does. It's just, we put it on the back burner with the time we have left to do this convention.
Well, is it going to be something like The Hangover meets fantasy football?
Gosh, that's exactly the way I've explained it when we talked about it.
Oh, that's awesome.
It involves Vegas. It involves somebody getting kidnapped.
All right.
And it involves a lot of fantasy football.
This movie may happen in July.
It may.
In Vegas this year. And
it'll be a documentary. Y'all need to film while you're there in July.
So is there going to be like a field set up inside the Venetian? Is that how you're working this out?
Yeah, we're building out. We have a big 100,000 square foot ballroom expo area. So we'll have about 100 exhibitors in there with all different type of booths, health and fitness products, fantasy products, sports memorabilia, a lot of stuff like that. Then we have the football field that we have actually been, Tony's been testing turf for this and stuff. So we're trying to make it, we're trying to get the right turf, trying to get the right look. And there's going to be a lot of cool stuff going on in there.
That's awesome. Completely awesome. By the way, we will be one of those exhibitors because Autoflex is endorsed by the National Football League Players and Coaches Association. So a lot of our players will be your guests as well and be there in Las Vegas.
Well, we should have you throw some footballs out there then.
Yeah.
Me?
Come on, Dave. Warm
no.
up the old arm.
No, no, no. I catch. I don't throw.
you got about 55 days to warm that arm up.
I'm not a. I've never been a quarterback. In fact, I always played defense. I don't know why they did that, but they never really trusted me with the ball. They said, "Go out on the end and hit someone." That's what I did.
There you go. So, Andy, you mentioned that there's a player from every team, and that Romo would be there for the Cowboys. But Dez, I think, is also going to be there, right, from the Cowboys?
Yeah, Dez Bryant's going to be there. Jason Witten, Terrence Williams, Cole Beasley, Gavin Escobar, Lance Dunbar, I think Joseph Randall, the Pro Bowler, Zach Martin, and Travis Frederick. And we got a couple of guys from the defense, J.J. Wilcox, Drax, Jack Crawford, and we're hoping to get Barry Church and Tyron Smith there also.
So how often do you ever have a chance to even meet one of these guys in your entire life? You could go to the convention and see and meet them all.
Oh, we're hoping the fans, I mean, we want this to be some of the best fan experience that's ever happened at a price point that's almost untouchable. We can actually go cheaper than a real football game and go home with either an autograph or a photo, or you could, maybe you have a shot at, you might meet some of these guys on an elevator or a blackjack table or at dinner. I mean, these guys are going to be at the hotel for a couple of days. Should be over 100 NFL players just kind of roaming around the hotel when they're not at the convention.
That's really cool.
Yep.
So, again, what's the website if people need to get their tickets?
It's www.gonffc.com.
And NFFC is National Fantasy Football Convention.
And do not forget promo code AutoFlex.
Right.
Thank you.
And AutoFlex will be broadcasting live. Saturday Morning Test Drive will be out there.
Exactly. Andy, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing the information.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys. I'm excited. I hope to see you guys both out there.
All right. We'll see you in July.
We have a workshop.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Considered work. Have a great weekend, Andy. Thanks for joining us.
Yep.
Again, the website, gonffc.com. If you need to get your tickets, use promo code AutoFlex. And we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing, with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053, or you can send us your AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. Hey, JP, does anybody else call you Snuggles? Has it caught on yet?
Not yet, but let's keep pushing that thing.
Come on, Mike Dingus. I saw you walking around the hallways, and they're coming up next. Hopefully he'll start working in some more Snuggles.
I don't want Mike calling me Snuggles.
Oh.
You
know,
I don't
guy
blame
named
you.
Dingus calling you Snuggles? Okay,
no,
then.
No.
Just girls. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Any ladies out there? Snuggles?
The Snuggle Monster.
Hit me up. It's all good.
You can also call AutoFlex Leasing. They are open today. What are the numbers, David?
817 or 972. 234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, AutoFlex.com on the World Wide Web.
Mm-hmm. We're getting lots of AutoFlex Leasing fan texts. Somebody asks, if I get new plates for my car, how soon do I need to put them on to replace the old plates? And is it something I can do myself?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Now, I don't know. Can you?
Yeah. Yeah, first of all, switch them out right away.
Yes, because those are the new ones for your car.
Exactly, and that's how the state has you registered. So it would be a problem if you don't, and something happened and you got stopped. They're going to say these aren't the right plates for the car, and then the next thing they're going to say is, would you please put your hands on the hood?
Oh.
Yeah, sadly.
And we were also talking earlier about texting and driving, and lots of people chiming in on that. Somebody said texting while driving got a whole lot more dangerous with the invention of touchscreen smartphones. Not that it was ever safe, but I could send a coherent text with T9 on my flip phone without even looking down. Never had to take my eyes off the road, and you can't do that on a phone without buttons.
That's really true. I'd never thought about that. And, of course, JP in the break said the same thing. He said he never had to look down. He could just text away.
Yep.
You knew if you hit a C, it was three touches for the C.
Mm-hmm.
It took a lot longer to send a text. People didn't send long texts back then.
Right.
They were like two or three words because it took forever to get that done.
Yep. So true. And also we had talked about red lights, red light cameras and how they are going by the wayside. And somebody says, I've gotten 3 red light tickets in my life, but I've never paid one and nothing went on my record. That was 6 years ago. That's awesome.
I guess, you know, and there's another gentleman that texted in and said that he had gotten a ticket and not paid it and he'd renewed his registration without a problem. So I guess it's according to the municipality and whether you want to try the system out.
Yeah.
You know?
Here's one that says, in Bedford, texting and driving violation means no mobile device, hand, even to change music or input directions, not even at a red light. In other words, both hands on the wheel, I guess.
Wow. And that's in Bedford? You can't even change the radio station? All right.
Not
well,
with your mobile device.
Oh, I didn't know you could change it with your mobile device anyways.
Well,
I mean,
like
I guess.
You were talking about your iPod, changing music on
Yeah, yeah.
Got it. Okay.
I think you can reach for your stereo knob.
just turn it on 105.3 and then don't worry about ever having to change it again.
You know, most people actually do that. People that listen to 105.3, listen to 105.3. That's all they listen to.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, so GM is building a new or expanding their plant within the Lone Star State.
Yeah, and it's really, really good. It's the Arlington plant, and it's where they build all of their big crossovers and their big SUVs. I mean, they build the Suburban there, the Tahoe there, the Denali there. And they're spending an exorbitant amount of money in this renovation, $1.29 billion. And so there's a lot of speculation out there as to what they're actually going to do, because you can build a new body shop on a plant for about $250 million. You can build a new paint shop on a plant for about $250 million. And they're dedicating $1.29 billion to this expansion. They're working with the city of Arlington. Arlington's already said that given the number of jobs that will be employed at the new area and stuff, they're going to work with them on tax abatements. But the speculation is that they may be changing what they're building their cars out of. Because, you know, the new Camaro this year, we may talk about this later in the show, is going to be 200 pounds lighter than last year's Camaro. And Ford has had extremely good luck with their aluminum pickup truck so far. They cut over 700 pounds of weight out of that truck. And everyone's wondering if GM is looking at aluminum bodies for their SUVs. The other thing they may be doing is maybe this turns into not just an SUV plant, but maybe a pickup plant as well. They're not building pickups there right now. And SUVs and pickups sit on the same frames, basically. So you could just add equipment and then turn this into an SUV and full-size pickup plant also. And, you know, they turn out like 300,000 cars a year out of there right now. This is going to give them a capacity to do a lot more cars. It increases the size of the facility by about a third. It's a big add.
Wow. I mean, I was trying to picture over there off 360 in Arlington where they would have room for it. I mean, because they're just expanding to the current plant, right?
Yeah, you know, they have the land plotted out,
yeah.
And they've got all the logistics are all done. They know the area that they're expanding into and that kind of thing. Again, $1.29 billion. It's really, really good for Texas because that's a lot of construction work, and there'll be a lot of jobs there at the GM plant once that plant is finished.
Pretty cool. Another AutoFlex Leasing fan texter at 43733 says, an off-duty police officer was texting and driving this morning and rear-ended an 18-wheeler in front of our yard. Yard!
Ooh.
Yeah. That's not good. Now, I wonder if he gets in trouble as a police officer, where since part of his job is driving a police vehicle, if he gets... I mean, he doesn't get his license suspended or anything, right?
It's not going to be good.
Yeah.
I can tell you that. You know, the other thing is police officers have those computers in their cars. They have computers. And they type on those computers. I don't know if they do that when they drive or if they have something that disables the computer while it's moving, because you can do that. They can do that with cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
If the car is in motion, they don't work. If you've got navigation, certain navigation programs won't allow you to adjust while you're in motion. So I wonder if we have a million police listeners. So one of them, not a million, but a bunch. Maybe one of them could text in and let us know that, not while they're driving, whether or not those computers work while they're driving.
Right. Okay, and lots of people now chiming in on AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text. I asked how they were going to have space to add 1.2 million square feet at the GM plant, and they said GM bought Cowboys, which was that giant bar across the street on Abram or Pioneer, whichever street that was.
We have the smartest listeners in the world.
That's right. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Tesla.
Well, this is not directly about Tesla, but it's really interesting. Penny stocks. Tesla announced last week that they were buying Riviera Tool Company, which is a defunct tool company that was located in Michigan, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a big assembly plant and a machining plant, and they bought it. Well, there was a penny stock called Riviera Tool LLC, which was not publicly traded, and everyone saw that Tesla was buying Riviera Tool Company, and they started buying this penny stock because they thought they ran on the ground floor. So the penny stock went up 4,400% the first day.
Wow.
Before the people on Wall Street stopped the trading, because people were buying, what they were buying really wasn't worth anything, but they were driving up the price by buying it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's just it's sort of a cute little story. You can say Tesla and everybody wants to jump on board. You know, the interesting thing about Tesla is the stock is $246 a share. If you go back to 2010, it was $26 a share. So it's gone up quite a bit. And everybody has said that Tesla is overpriced. But after announcing last week that they're coming out with a Powerwall, a $3,500 attachment for your house that stores energy so that you can use the power from the Powerwall when energy is expensive, and you can store energy when energy is cheap, or if you have solar panels or wind power, you can store energy from that in these wall panels. $3,500 apiece, they had 38,000 orders the first hour.
Wow.
Yeah. And so now the Gigafactory that Tesla is building, it was going to build just batteries for cars. It's going to build batteries for cars and batteries for homes. And that business could, in fact, turn out to be bigger than the car business for Tesla.
Interesting.
It's huge. Yeah.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text 43733. I've got a lease on a VW Jetta for my daughter. She wants a midsize SUV, and we'd like to get out of the lease business, but we don't want a huge car payment. Are there any options as far as trading in, or what do I need to do to get a new vehicle?
Well, here's the thing. First of all, don't go buy a new car. If you're going to get her a Jetta, find a pre-owned car.
She's in a Jetta now.
I mean, if you're going to, I'm sorry, get her an SUV and get out of the Jetta, find a pre-owned car. Then the trick is going to be finding the right pre-owned car so that you have enough room to pay for whatever you're going to have to pay for in the Jetta. Now, a lot of people think you have to pay all the rest of the payments in a lease to end one. You don't. You have to pay off the car. It'll have a balance just like if you bought the car, you've got a balance with the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with a lease. You'll have a balance on it. You'll have to be able to sell the car and take those proceeds and pay off the car. If you're short, you're upside down. You owe more than the car's worth. If you have equity or if you're even, then you simply trade out. It's a little hard to answer the specifics to this. If you'll call one of our offices, one of our guys can do this in 5 minutes for you and tell you where you'll stand and how it'll work. And they'll have some good suggestions for you for SUVs that'll work, that have the room. Again, you can
mean a rebate or the discount that would absorb the negative from the leftover lease.
Or a pre-owned car that there's enough room or markup in mm-hmm. that you can move to a pre-owned car. And then you've also got an option of what we call the flex buy, which keeps the payment down because it calculates a used car like a used car lease, but you actually own the car.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of ways to go. Call one of the offices and ask for it.
And that number is 972-234-1234. Go ahead.
Oh, I was wondering, I'm going to totally change the subject. Back to electric, did anybody watch Shark Tank last night?
No.
It was the season finale. And they have this this fellow has developed an electric, kind of like a motorcycle, but he's added a third wheel. So the way it balances and turns, it's amazing. Looks very easy to ride.
Mm-hmm.
It's about $8,000 for the starter bike, and I think about $11,000 for the upgraded bike. And Mark Cuban invested with the guy.
Oh, cool.
He said, I don't know anything about the business, but here's some money.
Well, did it have a good name, a catchy name?
Sway.
The Sway.
Sway Motorsports.
I like it.
How much money did he give him?
$300,000 for 20% of his company.
Well, doesn't sound too bad.
No, I know. So anyway, I read a story that said they're only going to build 300 of that base model this year, and they said they'll probably sell out by the time the show airs, so they probably already sold out. But, you know, that's something I'd probably, if I were an urban commuter,
mm-hmm.
definitely. It's got a 40-mile range, and it'll go up to 60 miles an hour.
But it's still a motorcycle. It's not enclosed. So if it rains, you get rained on.
But he's talking about all kinds of attachments and things that, you know, later on he can add. The front, he's got a patent on the way he designed where the battery and everything is down below.
Uh-huh.
So the front little,
I don't even know what you call that. It's almost like a fender, but the front part of it there can mm-hmm. be used as storage, and then you could attach. You could probably wind up attaching something that would be like a bubble.
Yeah, like the Pope-mobile.
No texting while you're driving that, Tammy.
Well, definitely not. Well, remember back when I saw the guy that was on the motorcycle and he was texting?
That's insane.
Driving it.
Is that possible?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen guys text on a motorcycle.
I've seen it too, yeah. And it's pretty scary.
Well, they're not—they're like this. They're just balancing on the motorcycle and going forward and texting with both hands.
So dumb.
It works.
So dumb.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, JP the Snuggle Monster. You can call him Snuggles if you want to. And me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053 or send us an Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And if you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, call Autoflex. That's the best place to go, and I'm speaking from experience. Gotten my last two vehicles from Autoflex. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. Out of the area, autoflex.com if you're telephonically challenged and you want to work online. You can also text us. You can email us. You can reach out any way you want to, and we'll be glad to start.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about devices in your car while driving, and we had mentioned that police officers have those little screens that could be distracting them while they're driving. And one of our police officer listeners texted in and said, the computers are fully functional. We can type, navigate, et cetera, while driving.
They just got to be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
the other thing is, everyone always gives police cars a very wide berth.
Yeah.
It's a little different than, it's not, nobody tailgates a police car.
Right.
That's true. That's a good point.
Maybe I want to drive a car that looks, then everybody would stay away from me.
Yeah.
You just put some black doors on there.
Yeah.
Get a light bar for the top, right. You know.
Yeah. Maybe a grill guard in the front.
Yeah. You can't put any red or blue lights. That's the only thing. Everything has to be, you know, the right color, but.
Yeah, well, now they sell some of those back into society, and so you see these former cop cars because I always hit the brakes when I see one.
Okay, so
of course you do.
I wondered why people bought those cars.
Mm-hmm.
It's the engines.
Oh,
they got great big engines in them,
and they have those cool lights right outside the driver window.
Well, and they got the floodlights.
Yeah,
those are nice.
All right,
need that all the time.
So this is something that I think everybody can relate to, because either you've been a victim of it or you've experienced it yourself. We're talking road rage.
Anybody out there ever had road rage?
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Anybody ever caused road rage?
I embrace my road rage.
How many people are the victims of road rage? And how often have you, more than once, have you been the victim of road rage? Or just the one time? Did you learn your lesson? What happened?
So, here's the thing. I thought this was really interesting in the story. 97% of the people out there call themselves careful drivers, but they think that only 29% of all the other drivers are careful drivers. Now, there is a disconnect somewhere in there.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a very good driver.
So
I admit that I'm not a good driver, and I'm not a careful driver either, but I fully admit it. So maybe I'm in that 3%. But I also think everybody else is a bad driver, too. So there.
So what really makes you mad? What makes you the maddest about other drivers?
There's so many. I mean, a big one for me is when I have space between my car and the car in front of me, and somebody zips in and gets in there. I'm like, that wasn't for you. That was for me. And now I can't see behind your big truck. So I don't like that one.
Would you call that? That's not really a lane hog, though.
No.
A lane hog is the guy that gets in the left-hand lane and drives 50 miles an hour when the speed limit is 70.
Yes, I hate those people, too. And the people in HOV lanes, and they only drive the speed limit. I'm like, get on the regular highway if you're going to do that. You don't need to be
in the
HOV.
Far right lane, please.
And they only drive the speed limit. I just want to make sure we had that on tape. You might want to save that.
I really think the HOV is the high speed lane, not the high occupancy vehicle lane.
Agreed.
But I do want to go back to what you said. When somebody slides into your safe space,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, annoy me. Get behind me, bucko.
Yeah.
That's my safe space, not your place to, unless you're just cruising through to go to the next lane over or to exit the highway, then I'm good with it.
Mm-hmm.
But only if there's really enough room for you to cruise through there. Like if you make me stand on my brakes or
yes.
have a darn near heart attack, I'm not so happy with you. But that's why I will never, ever, ever, ever drive to Austin again.
Oh, because it always happens on 35?
You can't leave one car length between you and the car in front of you, and you're boxed in at like 75. And if you have a car length just to keep yourself safe, somebody's getting in there. I mean, eventually I'm going backwards because I keep giving myself space to all the people that cut me off. I'm back in Dallas before I can ever, you know.
I want to start calling people bucko.
Yes, I love bucko.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Quit bucking around, bucko.
Watch out, bucko.
My mom used to
say
that.
It's a good word, bucko.
I love that word.
I've got to do this. This is a really good question. Autoflex leasing fan question. I have just purchased a vehicle, and I've now been offered a better interest rate from another company after my credit score went up. Will it negatively affect my credit to switch banks? That's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
No, it won't. If it'll save you money, you can switch banks. The first loan will have to be paid off. Obviously, you've considered that. The second loan, if it has a lower interest rate, it's going to save you some money in interest. It won't hurt you a bit. No. It happens all the time.
Good advice.
Yep.
So we're asking people what sets you off when you're driving, what gets your road rage going. Give us a fan text or call at 43733, and somebody says, I hate when the guy behind me crosses the white line when they're entering the highway. So guilty
oh,
of
to
that.
Get in front of and then gets on the highway.
Oh,
before
you mean cuts
you,
in soon
when you're on
yes.
the entrance
yeah,
ramp,
yeah.
and so then they kind of pass you and you can't even get on safely. Yeah, that's kind of.
It takes a great deal of self-control for me not to cut across that white line.
I always cut across because inevitably the person in front of me is going too darn slow.
I don't do it, but it takes a tremendous amount of self-control.
A line, stay behind the one in front of you while until.
I know that I know
until you're
to.
Actually on the track. You can pass once you're on the track. You don't cross the white line to get on the track.
It's like
the
being
guy
in the pit lane. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
The pit lane rule.
There's rules.
Autoflex leasing fan text. People not respecting 18-wheelers.
I'm with you.
I bet that's from an 18-wheeler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. See, I'm guilty of that one, too.
So the number one thing that makes people mad, guess what? Texting. Other drivers texting while they're driving. It's like I said a couple of weeks ago, you can't tell if it's drunk or not.
Yeah.
Because they're driving really slow and they're weaving.
Right.
So you think it's somebody that's had too much to drink. Actually, it's just somebody texting.
It could be a drunk texter. A drunk driving texter,
could be.
Too.
Double whammy.
So that's the number one. What's the number two?
Left lane hogs.
Yes.
That's your deal.
That's mine. Yeah.
And then tailgaters.
That's mine. I don't like a tailgater.
Yeah.
You will see my brake lights.
What is the number one thing people dislike in car, in your own car? Backseat drivers.
Yes! I could have guessed that. Naggers. So another one on Autoflex Leasing Fantexter 43733 says, I don't like it when people pass the line and then try to cut in front at the very last second. That's so true. My husband gets onto people for that, too. Like, if you're having to merge down to one lane and everybody else is following the rules and you go, then I go, then you go, then I go. And sometimes people just jet to the front and go, oh, sorry, I didn't see this big long line that everybody was waiting in. And then they try to cut in. I hate that, too.
Yeah. You know, everybody makes mistakes when they're driving. You know, there's little things that happen all the time. I hate the things that send me over the top is when you could really, really hurt somebody.
Yeah.
Because you're in a hurry or you're being selfish, but the consequences of what you're doing could have been so huge. And that's when I can snap for a minute. Then I come back down. And
I think one of the things, too, in Autoflex Leasing Fan Texter, the people that constantly change lanes. I watched a fellow in a Subaru WRX just cut in front of about four or five people in four or five blocks. Just zipping left to right, like he was going to get there. There's a red light in the quarter mile. We're all going to have to stop again.
I do that too.
It's not.
But sometimes you can beat
you
it before it turns red. I told y'all I'm a horrible driver. I'm admittedly a horrible driver.
But then when you don't beat it, and you pass the other person, see you at the light, and they wave at you, and they're like, hey, how you doing?
I'm so embarrassed when that happens. I just kind of duck down in my seat.
You wave to them.
Right. What about when you're on the highway and you're trying to go around somebody because they're going slow, and then they speed up?
Yeah. That I don't do, but I'm usually going fast enough.
How about when somebody is clearly out of blinker fluid?
Yeah, that one doesn't get me as much, unless I'm waiting to turn. If I'm waiting to turn and they didn't use their turn signal to notify me that they were about to pull in and I could have pulled out 3 minutes ago, that makes me mad.
Oh, yeah, that's all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to all the rules?
Impatient drivers and people that tailgate you. There you go. You know, everyone hates that. I think it's just because it's like JP said, it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, somebody can get really hurt bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had a tailgater like this guy. He was hitting everybody. And it was wall-to-wall cars. It's, you know, it's rush hour. And he was still driving like his hair was on fire. So I gave him room, but he couldn't get the way it was going. The other cars were just dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. And you could tell how the car was frustrated. The car was growling itself. And he finally got through, and I watched him do that to several people like you were talking about. And then he hit the light.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, we just all need to be safe, right?
And better drivers, a lot of fan text coming in about what really irritates people. Guess what? We get irritated about the same thing. See you next week.
True that. 817 or 972-234-1234 is the phone number if you want to call Autoflex, or go online to autoflex.com. You can follow along with all the stories we did on the Facebook page. Just go on there and like us. We'll see you next week for, thank you to Snuggles. And for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.